The Voice of Free Sudan here on CFMU 93.3. Thank you for joining our program today. We are here every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. bringing you the latest from Sudan. We dedicated this hour today to talk about hope and peace. Even as Sudan faces hardships, our sphere remains unbroken. The show is most importantly about remembering that peace is possible and hope lives within us even in these dark times. The world is watching Sudan, and the challenges we are facing are immense. From ongoing ceasefire talks to international humanitarian efforts, the political landscape is complex. And as of now, a Sudanese government delegation has consulted with the U.S. regarding peace talks, while U.N. agencies warned that areas affected by floods are facing severe famine. These realities test our endurance and patience, but they also offer opportunities for us to come together as a people. What's vital to remember is that peace doesn't come from external negotiations alone. It begins in the hearts of our communities. Even as diplomats and government officials discuss solutions, it is our responsibility to advocate for dialogue, tolerance, and compassion at the local levels. No one knows the cost of war like the people who live there and who live through it each and every day. And no one is more equipped to rebuild than those who believe in a future without violence.
الخطاوي الممكن بقدر عليها وبعرفها. ومشيت معاه كل الخطاوي الممكن بقدر عليها وبعرفها. أوفيت وما قصرت في حقي ولا كان عرف غيرك مصادفا. أوفيت ما قصرت في حقي ولا كان عرف غيرك مصادفا. وقدر هواك يجملك جمع غروبنا واللفا. وقدر هواك يجملك جمع غروبنا واللفا. وقتن بقيتي معاك في أعماقي في أعماق مشاعري المرهفة. لا منك ابتدت الظروف لا بك انتهت الأمان. ندمان أنا أبدا وحدك عمري ما شلت الندم. ما أصل حال الدنيا تسرق منيا في لحظة عشم. ندمان أنا ندمان أنا أبدا وحدي عمري ما شلت الندم. والعندي لك كان الفرح رغم احتمال أساك يا جرح الألم. ندمان أنا أبدا وحدك عمري ما شلت الندم. منك دايمين لهفة خطاك على المواعيد الوهم معقول احنا في الاخر سوا بعنا الهوى ماشينا على ستة عدم معقول احنا في الاخر سوا بعنا الهوى ماشينا على ستة عدم وبيجي بغني الحسرة والأسى الطريق.
Of Free Sudan here on CFMU 93.3. Thank you for joining our political pulse segment. In today's political pulse, we're talking about struggles for peace in a divided country. Here we will discuss the current state of Sudan. The conflict continues to weigh heavily on our people, with violence displacing millions and creating humanitarian cries. But even in such dire times, efforts towards peace haven't stopped. The ceasefire talks have always continued and have taken place with international mediators stepping in. These talks are encouraging both the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces to commit to meaningful dialogue. These talks may be complex, but they provide hope that all sides can agree on a solution to end the bloodshed. Even amid ongoing battles, the international community and civil society continue to pressure both parties to respect humanitarian rights and protect civilians. It's a slow journey, but we must remember that peace requires patience and commitment. Beyond these talks, we have seen recently that the Sudanese army has made progress towards taking over areas previously controlled by the RSFs in Khartoum region. These are the latest from what's happening on the ground in Sudan. Last week, we talked about the push by the Sudanese army towards these regions in Sudan while the army leader Abdel Fattah Burhan was in the UN giving his speech. Nonetheless, outside of what is happening currently in Khartoum, we are still experiencing famine and weather conflicting situations in all regions of Sudan, on top of the escalating violence taken out or created by the RSFs in regions such as Al Jazeera and Darfur. Now, beyond these formal talks, many grassroots efforts are also underway, with civilians organizing peace-building projects and local dialogues to prevent violence at the community levels. This is important, as it shows us that peace is not just something negotiated in conference rooms, but built from the ground up. And at the Voice of Free Sudan, this is what we believe is key.
حجينا بالأشواق
Yeah.
Sudan here on CFMU 93.3. Now let's dive in deeper into today's theme, which is a theme of hope. What does hope mean in times of war? In the chaos of conflict, when homes are destroyed and families are torn apart, hope becomes a lifeline. It's easy to lose sight of hope when the situation seems overwhelming, but that is precisely when hope is most needed. Throughout Sudan's history, we have seen communities come together to support one another in times of crisis. Whether it's neighbors sharing food during shortages or families offering shelter to those displaced, the spirit of Sudan's solidarity has always shown through. Our strength lies in this communal support. Our resilience is rooted in the belief that we will get through these difficult times together. But hope alone is not enough. It must be paired with action. Across Sudan, peace-building initiatives are taking root, led by local leaders, women's groups, and youth organizations. These efforts focus on fostering dialogue, healing trauma, and rebuilding trust among communities divided by conflict. The young people of Sudan are particularly inspiring, as they refuse to accept a future defined by violence. They organize to support those in need of food and shelter, and they continue to demand a peaceful Sudan for themselves and for future generations. So for us at this time that we focus on the resilience of our people during these times of conflict. War may take a toll on our nation, but it cannot destroy our will to rebuild and live in peace. I want to share a few stories that highlight this resilience. In various parts of the country, there are groups of teachers, mostly women, who are coming together to provide support to those affected by the conflict. These groups create safe spaces for children to learn and play, even in areas where access to education has been severely limited. Some of these teachers are using mosques as spaces to provide education and training to children who have been out of school for close to 2 years now. This initiative, run mostly by women, not only helps children continue their education, but it also creates a sense of normalcy and hope for their future. Another powerful story comes from farmers in Al Jazeera region, who, despite the destruction of their lands, are finding ways to replant any means that they can. Even in the face of food shortages, they are working to ensure that their community has some feeding systems available. It's this kind of spirit that reminds us that no matter how difficult the situation may be, the Sudanese people always find ways to rise. These acts of kindness, cooperation, and courage are what keep hope alive in Sudan. When we come together, we are showing that peace is not just a goal. It's a collective effort, something we create through small and meaningful actions. We must not forget the grassroots movements that are obviously having a bigger impact. They show that hope is not passive. It is active. It requires us to engage in our communities, to be agents of change, and to believe that peace is possible, even when everything around us suggests otherwise.
إشهد طلب المساعدة وقال هذا الله علي عرضه وحاول وقال الأسرة أمه وزوجته وأخواته وقال علي في الشارع الله علي عرضه أنا ما بشهد ولا بجيب بالدعوة لكن الحاجة فكتني أنا لما رأيت في الزلزة كده حتى إنت لو شفتوا أي واحد فيكم ما بيبدأ يتحول الرب رد قطع يعني تشوف الزلزة كده يعني هو طالع منها شهادة كده حتى حتى زاد زاد لما بيتكلم بيرجع شفايفه شفايفه دي قلبه بيضاء، والله يا جماعه خشبه دي ابيض، ويرجع كده بيبقى ناشف شفايفه دي بيبقى ناشفه يعني بيرجع. اول مره انا جيت في الدوامات وصفه حاجه كده 200 انسان كثير على ما اعرفهم من ساعه الاشهر الكلام ده كله بعيش وخطوه بسيره وسائل الكفر على حسب
سافر ابويا لو كان في جاز ليه امشي وازور حبيبي الغالي دايره وفي حق ريه شان يا يابا من يوم روح يا يابا من يوم روح ما جاب لي منه بريد وما قال لي كيف يا زولي كيف عامل وراك وحيد
ريتكم ليه شديد يا يابا ريدنا للبريد وشديد لنا ما معاكم ديما شديد يا
يابا ريدنا
للبريد
وشديد
لنا ما معاكم
ديما
لكن حبيبي
معي دحين يا يابا ما مشتاق يا يابا ما مشتاق وحيدك يبقى عنده بيديك يحوم في البيت يلعب فيه يمرح في ضراء سعيد يقول لي يما يا حبابا يما يا حبابا يا حبابا عندي نشيد يسعدني ويسر بال امه لك يا يابا يبقى حفيد
ريتكم لي شديد يا يابا ريتنا للبريد وشديد لنا ما معاكم ديما لكن من حبيبي بعيد ريتكم لي شديد يا يابا
ريتنا للبريد وشديد لنا ما معاكم ديما
this week as we discuss peace and hope in the conflicts in Sudan. As we continue our exploration of hope, let's take a moment to conflict and reflect on Sudan's historical relationship with peace. Contrary to the image of perpetual conflict, Sudan has a rich history of diplomacy and peaceful coexistence. In ancient times, kingdoms along the Nile, such as Nubia, established peace treaties with neighboring regions, allowing for trade and cultural exchange to flourish. One notable example is the reign of Queen Amenerenis, which we have talked about in the past. She was one of the powerful Kandakas, or queens of Nubia. After a period of war in the Roman Empire, she negotiated a peace treaty that not only secured her people's autonomy, but also fostered trade relations. This kind of diplomacy shows that even in moments of great tension, Sudanese leaders have sought peaceful resolutions. In more recent history, the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement was a significant moment in Sudan's journey towards peace. Though the path forward was fraught with challenges, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement marked a turning point where dialogue and negotiation became central to resolving conflict. The lesson here is that while peace may be difficult to achieve, it's not impossible. Our ancestors knew the value of peace, and it is up to us to carry that legacy forward.
Oh,
Voice of Free Sudan here on CFMU 93.3. Today's episode, we are talking about hope and peace in times of war. We have just discussed Sudan's historical reflections, where we turned our attention to the ancient Nubians, who were known not only for their great empires, but also for their traditions of peace and diplomacy. The Nubians, living along the Nile, thrived through trade, cultural, and peaceful negotiations. They maintained relationships with powerful neighbors like Egypt and Rome, often favoring diplomacy over war. We talked about our example of this diplomacy, which is found in the role of the Kandakas, our queen mothers, who were not only leaders, but also peace negotiators. These women would often broker treaties and ensure the security of their people through strategic alliances rather than conflict. We can draw many lessons from these historical figures. The Kandakas show us the strength lies in patience, negotiations, and the ability to see the larger picture. As we navigate the challenges facing modern Sudan, these examples remind us that peace is always an option. Even in times of great difficulty, by looking to our history, we can find the wisdom and inspiration we need to move forward today.
Sudanese Sud, Nabla Jamu Sud, very Sumaji Dud, Sudanese Sud. مصاقر الحارة دود مصاقر الحارة دود نطب قدم شراء حماج عيوننا نار ما بنخاف الموت أدار الراس شهيد دمته الليل العيس يبي مغسته حي مشو خيان وليد دموع ما بتفيد الليل مدول نقيل
It is easy to feel powerless, but every act of kindness, every effort to understand, and every gesture of solidarity is a step toward a peaceful world. Sudan has faced many challenges, but we are people of hope. Our history is one of resilience, and our future is one that we must build together. So as we move forward, let us carry the belief that peace is not a distant dream, but a reality that we can create, one action, one conversation, one day at a time. So Peace Sudan here on CFMU 93.3. Thank you for joining our program today. As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to leave you with a few thoughts. Peace is not a distant dream, nor is it something that can be achieved by governments alone. It is something that each of us can build in our daily lives. Whether it's helping a neighbor, supporting a community project, or simply listening to those around us, we have a role to play in creating peace. War and conflict have a way of dividing us, but it's important to remember that our shared humanity is greater than any division. We are all Sudanese, and together, we can create a future where peace prevails. Thank you for being with us today on The Voice of Free Sudan. Let's continue to hold on to hope, support one another, and work towards peace. Remember, peace starts with you and me. Until next time, stay strong, stay peaceful, and hopeful, and always remember, Ma'asalama.
وطن فلاح وطورية وطن مسرح وغنية وطن دنيا وحنية وبنية وطن مزدان قاعد في سوال العين ورفرف في سما الويدان وطن يمين ولا دارفور ولا مدني ولا حلفة ولا مدرمان وطن يمين وطن فنان وطن إنسان وطن رحمن وطن سودان وطن كله يشوع عز الشموس طلو يموت الخيل عشان خلو وطن في محل في محل وطن الله ما بمرحل
يا سلام
وفي ايديه بس حلو يقع كله ويقوم كله ويعيش كله ويموت وطنا
Benvenuti alla vita è bella. We can hear it already in the ringtone. It's a little different, eh?
Benvenuti.
DJ Peppi, DJ Nino, nostro DJ Stefano. Ready for another monthly episode of our Sicilian show here out of McMaster University.
La vita è bella.
La vita è bella. A little Frosh Week style coming in.
Yeah,
a little busy,
really
but
busy on Mac campus and stuff. Actually, I was thinking that on the way in because with the, I guess, the demise of CHML in Hamilton, it just reinforces the fact that 93.3 CFMU radio, and particularly our program, La Vita Bella, La Vita Bella, is very important. It really provides a service to the greater community, to the Italian community, to our Sicilian community in Hamilton. So, and that's becoming less and less in the big world of media. And here we are, and just makes me more appreciative of this program, Stefano, that you started with Lucas and